That's actually a really good question. How much time do we have?
Science by anybody and for everybody.
How we build that internet is by getting our hands dirty. And so that's exactly
what science is supposed to be from the very beginning, you know.
Hello, I'm Julie Gould, and welcome to the Citizens of Science podcast, an audio exploration and celebration of all things citizen science and open science. In this series of mini podcasts, we are exploring what open science means to some of the MozFest 2013 attendees.
I'm Brian Glanz. I direct the Open Science Federation. Open science to me, I'll keep it simple, would be science by anybody and for everybody.
My name is Billy Meinke, and I work for Creative Commons based in San Francisco, California. Open science is basically a new way of doing science so that we can share the results of scientific research more openly, build on innovation, rapidly spread what's happening, and get more people involved.
I'm Andrew Sula from Technology Volunteers, and for me, open science is all about giving everyone equal opportunities to access science, no matter what their education or background.
I'm Josh Greenberg. I'm a program director at the Alfred P. Sloan Foundation. I run the Digital Information Technology Grants Program. When I think about open, I think about a physical journal. The ink is pressed into the paper, and it's inert. And when I think about what a digital version of that article could be, on one hand, you can talk about free access or broader access, but really I'm interested in the ability to open it up, to take a figure and unpack it and see all the decisions that went into how that data was created, how it was analyzed, how it was visualized, and so that a scientist, a member of the public, just anyone who's interested can sort of dig deeper and deeper into where that piece of knowledge came from.
Hi, I'm Margaret Gold of the Mobile Collective, and I'm part of a project called Citizen Cyber Lab, which is about citizen science and building tools and platforms for citizen science. So open science, for me, the part of it that's capturing my imagination is how any individual can get involved in science at any level, that it's open to be involved in, it's open to learn from, and open that also that the results are shared with individuals in a way that they can actually get some meaning out of it, what it means for their lives, and how they might get involved in it in the future so that they can direct science in a direction that's going to make an impact on their direct environment and something that matters to them.
The Citizens of Science podcast is supported by the Citizen Cyber Lab and is produced by Julie Gould, with theme music by PitX.